following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Hey, where y'all at?
It is a thrill. I love this show.
You're telling me a big fat lie.
I was hoping for funny, crazy.
I will get on stage on Broadway and I will reenact the rantings of Charlie Sheen one day.
Think you can replace me with some other guy? Go ahead. It won't be the same.
'Tis mightiest in the mightiest.
Do not bring Shakespeare into this.
You're so smart.
Oh, really? Well, so are you.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room.
I know exactly who that is. That's the mother that loses every game. That's Kirk Cousins. Get rid of him.
Wow.
Bros, come on. I love you, bros.
Does everybody have to be crazy today?
Now get me Xavier!
Deflection, score! It hit Ovechkin in front, and Washington grabs the lead. Airson is gone. Flyers gambling in this tie game. They have to beat Washington in regulation. Through center, it's Oshie. Oshie working wide, fires, he scores! Washington has the one-goal lead to protect with 3 minutes to go.
Wow. What a moment, man. You guys... I'm so proud of this group. This group was counted out months ago. No, they won't be able to achieve this. No, that's it. They're done. No, they're not going to be able to make it to the playoffs and be a playoff team. And what this team and the character inside this room, what it continued to do day after day after day, A, came to work, put their hard hats on, whether it was practice, whether it was film, but B, showed up every night on the road out west. We have a tough night, the next night we fight and respond and find a way to win hockey games no matter what anybody outside this room said. I'm so proud of this group. Congratulations.
We're back, Tony. We're back. We're back. Classic.
We are back.
That's
we
right.
Are back.
Right, well done.
3 minutes, get what you need.
I think that could be a record for a pre-produced intro there. 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and we are literally using every track available here on Adobe Audition. But you know what? It is worth it because things are getting real, aren't they? Welcome back to the Stanley Cup playoffs, your Washington Capitals, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, Madison Square Garden, against the number one seed and the President's Trophy winning New York Rangers. Feels good, doesn't it? We got a hell of a show for you here. We're going into the locker room from yesterday. We are going to hear from John Carlson. We're going to hear from Nick Dowd. And we're going to hear from Tom Wilson here in a couple of minutes. But before that, we need to get you the tail of the tape on this one and just kind of consider the bigger picture here. I think by now everybody's probably figured it out. This wasn't supposed to be the Caps year. It was supposed to be a rebuild. Brian McClellan at the beginning of the year thought that he could retool on the fly. And around Christmas time, it looked like he was wrong and that this thing was going south. And then a funny thing happened. Spencer Carberry, who should, by the way, get some serious Coach of the Year votes, decided that the style that he wanted to play, which is up and down the rink with speed, wasn't going to work, not with this group. So he did something you don't see a lot of coaches do. He changed. He changed the way he coached this team on the fly. Settled in a more defensive squad that was going to outwork you in the corners, you know, a lot of back checking, a lot of forechecking, and we saw that really all put together in the last week of the season. I mean, think about that. Lightning, Bruins, and then the Flyers in Philadelphia. You basically needed to win all three of them to get in. And granted, we're going to give a little bit of an assist to John Tortorella, maybe a secondary assist to John Tortorella there. But that's okay. You take it any way you can get it. And I think, and what I hope, and again, what we do here is accentuate the positive. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
But I think you can make a logical, well-reasoned case for this being a paradigm shift here for this organization, which for years, and for good reason, and out of necessity, was an old team that wasn't getting any younger, whose playoff window was closing, and who was staring in the face of somewhat of a major rebuild as late as last year. And rebuilds are a funny thing in the National Hockey League. You know, you hope that it goes well and you make the right choices right off the bat, and it's a couple of years and then you're back contending again. But, you know, ask the Montreal Canadiens how that's gone. Ask the Buffalo Sabres how that's gone. Ask the Devils how that's gone. Hasn't gone too well, has it? But I think now, after what we've seen, not just this year, but I think there's case to be made last year as well, I think the rebuild is underway, but with guys that are already ready to compete at the NHL level. Now, we may think completely different if they come out and get swept badly by the Rangers. But just consider what we have seen the last 2 years. We have seen a bunch of prospects help lead this team, help lead this organization to a Calder Cup championship. And most of the key guys on that squad from last year have come up here to the big club. And they have stuck down the stretch. Connor McMichael, who was an afterthought for Peter Laviolette last year, scored 17 goals this year. Hendrix LaPierre came up midway through the season and stayed, didn't he? Went up and down a couple of times. But once Evgeny Kuznetsov left, Hendrix LaPierre was here and he stayed. Dylan Strome has continued his development. Ivan Marushnichenko is up. I've learned how to pronounce his name correctly since he has been in the lineup so much. And yeah, down the stretch, he wasn't there, but a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, he is a rookie making, you know, trying to adjust to the NHL, and he's 20 years old. But hey, he's going to be on the playoff roster. And then on the defensive side, Rasmus Sandin, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Guys that are, you know, Martin Ferravari continues to develop. Alex Alexiev continues to develop. Oh, Alexei Protas, I forgot about Pro. You know, all these young kids were part of the reason why this team made the playoffs. And it wasn't Ovi and the Oviettes this year. Remember? You know, Alex was pretty much missing in action for the first half of the season. Yeah, he has gotten hot in the second half, but this team's shown that it can manage somewhat without Ovi being their number one threat. So what does this mean here starting on Sunday at 3 o'clock? Let's check that out. Cue the dramatic music, will you? So by all the metrics and by the analytics, this one ought to not even be competitive and should be over in 4 games. And, you know, it's why are we even playing it? And that, boys and girls, is why the New York Rangers, I don't know if they should be worried or not about not winning the series, but they better be worried about it being a long series, and I think it's going to be. I really do. And I give the Capitals a puncher's chance in this one. Yes, the Rangers are faster. They score more goals. Well, everybody scores more goals than the Caps because they have a goal differential of, what, minus 40, something like that, largest for a team that's ever made the playoffs. And there are a bunch of guys that you got to slow down. But the intangibles, I think, stack up really, really well for the Caps. Number one, you know exactly how Peter Laviolette's team is going to play, because Lavi is going to come out there and play the same way he has played year in and year out. And I think there's a lot of guys that are going to be wearing white sweaters on Sunday that would love to get some revenge on Lavi wasting probably the three last best years of Ovi and Oshie's career with those first-round playoff exits. 4 years, actually. I think that's a big part of it. I think a big part of it is the fact that we see eight seeds beat one seeds all the time. Happened last year. The President's Trophy curse is real. You know, ask the Bruins last year about it. They know. And the fact that in the playoffs, you know, it's not winning 6-5. These are going to be 2-1, 3-2 games. That's what happens in the playoffs. You win on defense. Ooh, what have the Capitals been playing really well the last month, last half of the season? Defense. And what else is crucial for a Stanley Cup playoff run, a deep one? That's having a hot goalie. Oh, I think the Washington Capitals have a pretty hot goalie, one that's playing at a, well, he's not going to win it, playing at a Vezina Trophy level in Charlie Lindgren. So it's, you know, again, everything should point to a Rangers sweep or the Rangers in five, but I am just not sure that's going to happen. I think this one goes six, and if it goes seven, throw it all out, because anything can happen. Now, if the Capitals want to do that, probably the biggest thing they're going to have to do is slow down Panarin. He had 49 goals this year, 120 points, ranked fifth and fourth in the league, respectively. And, you know, it was, to put in perspective his stats, you combine, let's see, and I get this from our good friend Bailey Johnson of the Washington Post, who, for my money, might be the best hockey writer in the country. Combined, Alex Ovechkin and Dylan Strome had 58 goals and 132 points. Panarin was right behind him at 49 and 120. So, again, you want to pull off the upset, you got to slow down. You got to slow Panarin down. And remember, the Rangers are going to be out looking, you know, looking for redemption too, because they went down in seven to the Devils last year. So Panarin's looking for some redemption there. Now, if you're looking for things to get physical, and again, this is something that Bailey pointed out, Matt Rempe of the Rangers, and who knows if I'm pronouncing his last name right, but he and Tom Wilson could very well wind up going at it. Remember, I think we all know, if we're listening to this, that Tom Wilson lives rent-free in the Rangers' collective heads. He's 6'7", 241 pounds, 21 years old, 71 penalty minutes in 17 games. So, you know, if they're going to put somebody on Tom Wilson, I think that's going to be the kid who it's going to be. And if he's looking to make a tempo, he might get physical with Wilson early. Just keep an eye on those two if they're on the ice for any extended period of time. But again, you know, the Rangers have been, they locked up the trophy, what, maybe a week ago or so, the overall number one seed, locked up the Metro a long time ago. They're the ones that have to flip the switch. You know, the Caps are coming in here on a heater. And it's going to be a lot tougher than a lot of people think. I don't think anything is getting out of hand in this one. And again, I think you've got the potential to watch these young Capitals grow up before our eyes. I mean, I'm really interested to see how Connor McMichael handles this. I'm really interested to see how Hendrix LaPierre handles this. I'm not so sure we're going to see Marushnichenko much in this series, but if he gets in, I'll be interested to see him. They're going to get an emotional lift whenever Nick Jensen comes back after getting laid out on that dirty hit. So, you know, buckle up and lace them up, because I think this is going to be one hell of a series. And maybe the most important thing to remember, this is all house money right now. Capitals were not supposed to be here this year. They are playing with house money, so they're going to play like they don't have anything to lose. 3 o'clock puck drop on ABC live from Madison Square Garden. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take you in the locker room. Nick Dowd, Tom Wilson, and John Carlson. Up next, it's the Bob Matthews Podcast here on the Hockey Podcast Network. Well, we know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on ice. This week, just in time for the playoffs, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So you want to know what the lines are here for the Caps and Rangers Game 1? You can get the Caps at plus 195. The Rangers will cost you a minus 238. The over-under is 5.5, and they got even more. If you want to, you know, get some props going for it, you can do that too. You can bet on the goal totals in the first period, who wins the opening faceoff, whatever you want. What do you do? Well, I'm glad you asked. You download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code, and this is very important, THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL, get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. New episodes every Monday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Welcome back. Time to go inside the locker room now. We caught up with Nick Dowd right before the team left for New York. You might remember Dowd was one of the guys we thought was on the trading block during the sell-off. Didn't happen. Probably a good thing it didn't. And we asked Dowder, you know, how did it happen? What flipped the switch here and turned this team into one that was a rebuilding franchise into a playoff team?
I just think it's a combination of guys. I think everyone has counted us out. No one gave us an opportunity. We have a group of really young guys that have a lot of confidence. And then we have a group of older guys that also have a lot of confidence, but a different type of confidence in the fact that they've been through it. They know what to expect. But it's such a good mix of guys, a good mix of people. You know, we have really good people on our team and our staff, and people care about each other genuinely. And we've been battling so hard to get to this spot. We've really come together, I believe, over the course of the season. Unlike honestly any team that I've been a part of. So I think we've played in a lot of one goal hockey games. I think we've been through a lot of emotions. We've learned how to deal with those emotions. We've learned how to deal with momentum swings. We've learned how to deal with being in the playoffs after a win and then being out of the playoffs after a loss. I think all those things can be used as positives heading into the playoffs.
And I think he's right. You know, that meat grinder of emotions that they went through means they're not going to get too high or too low, either if they score early and go up or if the Rangers come out and make them look bad on a sequence score goal and you get the Madison Square Garden crowd going. All right, Al, how about Tom Wilson? Again, if there is an X factor in this one, Willie could be the guy. We said he lives rent-free in the Rangers' head, and as he said earlier this week, there is a lot of postseason history there.
I mean, I've played them a few times, you know, big games. Obviously, my first playoff series ever was at MSG, and it's a great atmosphere. It's a really fun place to play playoff games. I remember the atmosphere. Pretty crazy to think that. You know, I was only a couple days into my NHL career going into that situation, but sometimes you're young and dumb and you don't realize it. So fast forward to now, you got a little bit more experience, and you know, we'll have to be there for the younger guys coming in, and every day you get more experience in this league, and I think that's an exciting opportunity for this group, is just to come together, battle day by day, and keep working on our game. For guys that have been there, you know, guys will depend on them a little bit, but for guys that, are coming into it, that first little bit of hockey, you know, it's a lot of fun. Guys are flying around. It's extremely physical. Plays are being made very fast. And then from there, you kind of settle in. But I think hockey's one of those things, you know, it could be a 7-game series. So right from the first shift, you're going out there. And, you know, from there, it's bumps and bumps and bruises and all that. So you want to be hard on the other team. You want to take away their time and space. And, I mean, that's just the game of hockey at the end of the day.
And I think he's epitomizing what the challenge of the playoffs is for a high-flying team like the Rangers, who have come in here. Everything's been working all year long. Everything's been working just fine. No real adversity or anything. Now, all of a sudden, it's going to get cranked up. And granted, they've got guys like Panarin and Zibanejad that have been there. Igor Shesterkin, man, he's a good goalie. But still, you know, if the Caps get off to a fast start, you just know, especially from past experience, how that little seed of doubt can start creeping in there. The big difference is that these vets on the Washington side, they've done it. You know, they exercised those demons back in 2018. So they'll be ready to go. And John Carlson says, hey, let's just lace them up and let's go play some hockey. He's ready.
Yeah, I mean, we know what they've accomplished this year and all their accolades, and you know, I feel like we've played our best games against some of the better teams in the league this year, and that you can draw some confidence from. But yeah, I think specifically to that, it's not about trying to do something to them, more as, you know, play our style of game that has worked for us, and try to execute on our you know, strengths that have created getting us into the playoffs. The playoffs is just a totally different animal. I mean, there's, you know, we're in different circumstances. A lot of those games were earlier on in the year too. Whatever. I mean, yes, head to head, sure, there's players and matchups and yada yada yada, but I'm sure that they'll say that on Sunday they're a different team than the last time they played us, and certainly we're a different team as well. So, you know, it comes down to execution, and it doesn't matter if you execute it in the regular season like we've seen before.
That's right. Everybody is 0-0 at this point. By the way, I mentioned how it's on national TV. It's also on Monumental Sports Network. All the games 1, 2, 3, and 4, all on Monumental. I recommend watching it there with Joe B. and Craig Long. It's going to do it for us. We got to get on out of here. Have a great Stanley Cup Sunday. We will recap it all after game one, game two on Tuesday night. Talk to you then. Remember, like the wise man once said, if you're on your bike tonight, as always, do wear white.
The pilot washed his hands, the seal is fake.